But I definitely learned from that one. And when you got the second one, I make sure I found the official and handed him the ball. So.
What would you call that, a Gronkowski spike?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys are comparing it to that. Obviously, I love watching Gronk. He's a great tight end. Try to model a lot of my game after him.
Go ahead. Your second TD, wide open.
Wide open.
Were you shocked? Or how did that develop, you think?
Well, we had been killing them on the tunnel screens, and we had been blocking well on the perimeter. So I think when we gave him a little move at the top, it just opened up like the Red Sea, and Caleb was poised in the pocket, and he put it right on me, and probably one of the easier touchdowns I've scored in my career.
Yeah, Caleb, no comparison to Perry, but he just seemed like he really had the rhythm today, minus a couple interceptions. But did you feel it? Did the offensive team feel it?
Yeah, I think the offense has a lot of confidence in Caleb. He's a great quarterback. He has a great arm. He's definitely improved his decision-making. Obviously, I wasn't here the years when he played. But from what I've seen in practice, he's made great plays. So I think, going into this game week, everyone was confident in his decision-making. And obviously, I think it showed, as the game got on.
This week, when during practice, was it a lot of preparation for passing? Was it, because obviously it was a lot more passing today than it's been.
Right. No, we were definitely, we want to be balanced. We want to run the football before we pass the football. No matter what, it'd be Ross and all those guys. We definitely want to pound the football first. But it was, I think we had some great shots and some great opportunities in the pass game. And just had to capitalize on those, and I think we did today.
Avery, it was a great game for you today.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Avery, would you go?